Welcome to Trivia with Dad. I'm your host, Dad. We have a family-friendly show with four topics, five questions per topic for a total of 20 answers. We also end the show with two truths and a lie. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Trivia with Dad.
Welcome. Today is Saturday. We typically record on a Saturday. And what's special about this one? We are in full pajama mode at 4 o'clock. It was just that busy of a week. What do we got today? Politics, Bluey, Humanimals, and World Capitals. Round 1, politics. We're not scared to talk about politics. Are you scared to listen? Question 1. How old do you have to be to legally vote in presidential elections in the United States? Incorrect.
18.
Correct. That means you kids cannot vote. How do you feel about that?
I don't care. I feel glad. My friend can vote for the next presidential election.
About 66% of voters voted in the 2020 election, which was the highest rate since the 1900s. We tell facts on this show. Here's a fact. I did not vote in every presidential election since I turned 18. Question 2. What animal is the symbol of the Democratic Party?
A bald eagle.
Incorrect.
A regular eagle.
Incorrect. A donkey. Republicans are elephants. Doesn't really seem equal there. Where did they come from? Thomas Nast, a political cartoonist, came up with the ideas and it just stuck. Question 3. Who is the current president of Russia?
Vladimir Putin?
He's in the news a lot. He has been the president or prime minister, they switch up what it's called every now and then, for 25 years, since 1999. Question 4. How many United States presidents have been only children? Incorrect.
1.
None is the answer. At least every single one of them had some half-brothers and sisters. I believe someday soon there will be a president who is an only child because the average family size is shrinking. In the 1960s, it was 3.7 kids to 1.9 today, with 20% of households sticking with one child. Question 5. What is the First Amendment in the United States Constitution?
You have the right to free speech?
Correct. Freedom of religion, speech, press, assembly, and petition. A strong 3 out of 5 round, which is about how many people vote these days. Round 2, Bluey. I had to. Everywhere you look, it's Bluey this. In fact, Bluey is what we're going to be for Halloween.
No, we're playing Muffin and Socks.
Who Socks?
Bluey's cousin.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sounds good to me.
You should know this if you researched a Bluey road.
Look, Bluey's about good parenting values and fun. We'll see what you guys know about Bluey here. Question 1. What type of dog is Bluey?
Blue Heeler, which it says on her license plate.
Which is a type of Australian cattle dog. Sometimes called a Queensland Heeler, with ancestry roots to the dingo. Mila, you have an added fact.
Bingo is not a blue heeler, though. Bingo is a red heeler.
And Bingo was his name. Question 2. What country is Bluey produced in?
You kind of just told us. It's Australia.
Woo! Well, I know you guys are bad at geography, so I wasn't sure anyway. Fun fact, Australia is the flattest continent in the world with an average elevation of 300 meters. Question 3. What job does Bluey's dad, Bandit, have?
He's an archaeologist.
He digs up bones. Get it? Producers with a sense of humor. These girls clearly know they're Bluey. Question 4. As of September 2024, how many seasons of Bluey are there?
Three.
They got it. New season coming soon. They've also released a few mini episodes. Gotta season keep four? The fans happy. Oh yeah, season 4. Question 5. How is the game Keepy Uppy played?
You try to keep a balloon in the air, or keep it from touching the ground?
Right, I think we've all played this game at home. We just didn't have a name for it. But now you do. Keepy Uppy is a great game. 5 out of 5 round for Bluey. Put him at 8 out of 10. Sponsor alert, Golf Pong. Great reviews on Amazon. A great gift. And guess what? Holidays are approaching fast. It comes with a hitting mat, 16 Velcro golf balls, a stand, 6 targets, and a carrying case. Link is in the description. Round 3, Humanimals. Humans with animal names. Example, Mike Trout. He is a human. A trout is an animal. So you get the Humanimals round. Question 1. This golfer has earned more money on tour than any golfer in history.
Tiger Woods?
Tiger Woods, real name Eldrick Tunt Woods. But we know he's Tiger. Go ahead.
Yesterday in my class, someone thought a tiger was a male lion.
Yeah, there's a lot of misinformation going around. Because we all know tigers are golfers. Duh. Question 2. Who has twice been awarded Female Athlete of the Year? Twice been named FIFA Women's Player of the Year, and twice won the World Cup for the United States.
Mia Hamm?
That's right, Mia Hamm! 2007 Professional Soccer Hall of Fame inductee.
How is a ham an animal? It's a dead animal.
Question 3. Guess the skateboarder. Hints, nickname the Birdman. First ever to land in 900. Has a massive video game franchise bearing his name.
I don't know. Nintendo Robin.
Got him. Tony Hawk. Ooh, I know you've heard that name before. Skateboarding's first millionaire. I cannot skateboard, but I loved playing Tony Hawk back in the day. Question 4. This 12-time NBA All-Star and Rookie of the Year in 1979 played his entire career for the Boston Celtics.
Jake Crabb.
Incorrect.
I don't know.
Larry Bird. Larry Legend. He played when Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson played. Question 5. What famous British outdoorsman and survival specialist became popular with his Man vs. Wild TV show?
Bear Grylls?
Oh, I thought I would get you with that. And I had my whole speech ready for it. Ooh, I got him in this round. It's Bear Grylls. He reached the summit of Mount Everest at age 23. Mount Everest is not what it used to be, from what I hear. 3 out of 5 round. Strong show. Let's see. 11 points headed into round 4. Other considerations, by the way, Jake Lamb, Michael J. Fox, Lance Bath, Sheryl Crow, Robin Williams, Newt Gingrich, Megan Fox, Jamie Fox, Florence Nightingale.
What about Mike Bison?
Never heard of him. Who is he?
Mike Tyson?
Are you talking about Mike Tyson? Oh, that's a good one. Round 4, World Capitals. The wide world is all about you. You can fence yourselves in, but you cannot forever fence it out. J.R.R. Tolkien. Question 1. What is the capital of Guatemala?
Guatemala City?
I had to. It's correct. These kids have been answering Mexico City, Guatemala City. They think every capital is city.
But I knew that.
You really knew that one.
Yeah, we learned it in Spanish.
Well, that's great because I did that question just so I could say that there's really not that many. There's Mexico City. There's Kuwait City. There's Vatican City. And that's about it. Question 2. What is the capital of the United States of America?
Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, you know, you got it. But I just had to check the temperature. You guys usually struggle with geography. Taxation without representation is what they say in District of Columbia because they have to pay federal taxes, but they have no representation in Congress.
I think they should just move if they don't like it.
I guess that's what the lawmakers say too because they are not changing it. Question 3. What is the capital of Australia?
Sydney?
Good guess. Incorrect.
That's the only place I know in Australia.
And now you know Canberra, Australia's most educated city, and it has a NASA base. Question 4. Madrid is the capital of what country?
Spain?
What? This girl, are these questions too easy today? Spain is a top 10 country in the world for life expectancy at about 84 years, partly due to their healthy diet of fish, olive oils, and fresh veggies.
What's the number one?
Japan.
At?
85 or 86. Question 5. Which capital city listed has the highest population? Multiple choice. Is it A, Moscow, Russia? Is it B, Tokyo, Japan? Is it C, Cairo, Egypt? Or is it D, London, England?
Moscow, Russia?
Incorrect. It's Tokyo, Japan. Probably because they're living so long. Beijing has the highest in the world at 21 million. Japan is second with 14 million. Another 3 out of 5 round. Heading into 2 truths and a lie. Can they break 15 points? Penguins. Statement 1. Penguins have no knees. Statement 2. Penguins poop every 20 minutes. Statement 3. Penguins don't live on the North Pole. So you have penguins, no knees. Penguins pooping 20 minutes. Penguins do not live on the North Pole. The lie.
Penguins poop every 20 minutes.
No, that is true. On average, they do. They have very fast metabolisms. They poop around 146 or so times a day. Mila.
They do live in the North Pole.
I feel like such a winner when I get them on Two Truths and a Lie because that is true. Penguins only live in the southern hemisphere. Penguins, they waddle around, but they have knees, folks. That was the lie. We hope you have a wonderful week. We hope that you get amazing sleep. Go ahead, girl.
Fun fact, penguins also live in Africa.
Which is in the Southern Hemisphere, at least parts of it.
I'm your host, Dad. This is a family-friendly episode.